Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. Here's your host, Vic Carucci.
And welcome to this Senior Bowl edition, this special week of broadcasts of Cleveland Browns Daily, coming to you from Mobile, Alabama. And we are very happy to be here through Friday, going to be in this time slot through Friday, bringing you the coverage of basically the Senior Bowl practices, really the most important part of Senior Bowl week. The five workouts that are going on, they had the first two today, the North and South All-Star squads practicing, and then they will do so, and of course the game itself is on Saturday. But yours truly going to be visiting with Browns personnel, like the Browns director of player personnel. And that is John Sandusky. He will join us at the top of this show. We'll hear from him talking about what the scouts are looking for. Exclusive stuff from John Sandusky. Bernie Kosar is going to visit us by phone. We'll talk with him, but he's heading down here tomorrow, so he'll be with us on the set for a few days and get his perspectives, watching the practices and hear his thoughts. And he gives some Senior Bowl thoughts we'll get those from him, I'm sure, and then also talk about the conference championship games that were yesterday. Got to hit those two very exciting conference championship games. Even though the Browns weren't involved, we can still talk about the excitement, and I know a lot of you were part of that record audience that tuned in to those games. And also, we're going to have a visit from an Ohio State player, Mike Brewster, center from The Ohio State, is going to join us as well. He's one of the participants in this game. So really going to give you some complete coverage. As the week goes on, some national guests will be joining us as well, some of the analysts from ESPN and the other places around the country. NFL Network has a whole bunch of people here, so we'll visit with them as well. Tim Houck, the new hire for the Browns today, their defensive backs coach, replacing, and he joins this staff, replacing Jerome Henderson, who's now with the Cowboys. Jerome, by the way, down here with the Cowboys contingent, so we said hi to him, but he's now a Cowboy. Tim Houck, former safety in the NFL, played for a bunch of teams in 13 years, Patriots, Packers, Broncos. I covered him during the course of his career. Seahawks, Colts, Eagles, 49ers. So lots of ties in this league. Was an outstanding, hard-hitting safety. Comes to the Browns from the Titans coaching staff. All right, in a couple of minutes, we are going to have a conversation with the Browns director of player personnel. That is, of course, John Sandusky, right here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. Brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. Now, EA Sports is in the game.
Get behind the wheel of your new Ford and save at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Right now, you can lease three of the best-selling fuel-efficient Fords for only $169 a month. Select from hundreds of Focuses, Fusions, and Escapes for just $169. That's right, Focus, Fusion, and Escape, all for only $169 a month. Large selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty is in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
I am Bernie Kosar, and I'm proud to say that I am from Northeast Ohio. Proud to have worn the Cleveland Browns uniform, and proud to have played before the best fans in the world. Likewise, Discount Drug Mart, proud to have served the people of Ohio for over 40 years, offering a wide range of products, convenient locations, and money-saving prices. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns. Remember, Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
You'll find everything you need.
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runners, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Your dream is out there. Go get it. American Family Insurance will protect it. Find out more at amfam.com/dreams. Time Warner Cable Business Class. You first, the technology follows. To learn more, visit www.twcbc.com.
When Lexus launched the RX, it was the original luxury crossover. And then, following its success, our competitors began to introduce their own versions. But over the years, one thing has become clear. While the RX is often imitated, it remains impossible to duplicate. The RX didn't just set the bar for the competition, it raises it every day. From building the first luxury hybrid to offering a pre-collision system with radar technology and a class-leading 10 airbags. When innovation happens, it happens here first. Which may have something to do with why the Lexus RX also has the best driver loyalty in its class. The Lexus RX. Why settle for a copy when you can drive the original? See your Cleveland, Akron area Lexus dealer.
Based on the average loyalty rate of all SUVs in the Lexus near luxury SUV segment since 2000 using R.L. Polk & Company's household loyalty methodology.
One, two, three.
And absolutely leave it to Daisy Natale, our producer, to play the appropriate music. Sweet Home Alabama, that is where we are in Mobile, Alabama site. Of the Senior Bowl, going to be here all week for you. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Very happy to have joining us right now the Browns Director of Personnel, John Sandusky. John, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Vic.
All right. Well, a lot going on down here in Mobile at the Senior Bowl. And I guess the first place to start with you in your capacity is what this week is all about, and kind of break down in general what the Browns personnel contingent is doing, A, and then B, what you specifically are doing this week.
Right. This is just another piece to the puzzle. The whole draft process, it's a year-long thing, and the Senior Bowl and Combine are two of the final pieces that we put together and kind of use it to break ties, if you will. What we do down here is we have our college scouts, obviously, down here. They're assigned a cross-check position, and they are assigned to interview those guys at nighttime, during the day, really whenever they can get a hold of them.
Right.
And so we have nine area scouts that will be doing the interviews. John Spytek does a great job of delegating that work from a logistical standpoint.
Director of
college scouting, exactly. And then we go to the practices. We get to look these guys in the eye, which I think is very important to see how they react to coaching. How do they communicate things that you can't see on tape?
Right.
Really, essentially, is what we're trying to see.
And that's such a great thing that you bring up, because you're looking for something that isn't maybe apparent to the masses, and you have specific and I'm sure you're going by previous examples and comparisons through your career, John. What are some of the things, and you don't have to necessarily name a guy, but give me a specific of what you would notice in a player, let's say on the good side, that would tell you, and I guess it's a position specific, about the types of things you want to see in, let's use offensive tackle, for example.
Okay, good example. Really, in overall the positions, what I like to look at is their athletic ability. Can they stay on their feet? Do they have a good base? How do they react to sudden change of direction from the opponent that they're going against? Things of that nature. Now, you can break it down with offensive tackle. Just watch that guy. How many times does he sustain his block throughout the course of a play? Does this guy get on his edge? Does he slip down to the ground? Does he, give up his leverage? Really, when you're looking at offensive tackles, you're looking for them to have a good base, play stout, but also have the footwork that, when things aren't perfect, that they can recover and slide and mirror the guy in front of them.
And when you have the chance to visit with these guys and get into a little bit about what they're about, how long, I know at the Combine you have these sessions, and they're timed because just for time management's sake for everybody, so that each team has their opportunities. I think it's, is it a 15-minute
yes,
max?
Exactly, 15 minutes.
Here there are no restrictions on time.
No, there aren't. More than the restrictions are really on both ends, because you're trying to find a bunch of different guys, so you don't want to spend all your time with one guy, then meanwhile another guy walks right by you and
yeah.
You could have had him. So
sounds like it's an interview.
It's a bit of a game, yeah. It's a bit of a chess piece. It's very similar to what you do, trying to juggle all your people.
So you want to get enough, but not to the extent where it sacrifices an opportunity
exactly.
to get somebody else.
Exactly.
And do you have a game plan of and who from the Brown staff is assigned to do these? Is it everybody who's here from the personnel department?
Pretty much, yeah. And the area scouts really do a bulk of the work. Myself and John Spytek will grab a few guys, but really the area guys are really doing the dirty work on the floor. And we have a list of questions that they try to follow. You know, if there was something that came up in college, we'll try to nail them on that just to see how they react to it.
Yeah.
You can tell if they're telling the truth by looking in their eye and the tone of their voice half the time. So it really is invaluable to be able to talk with them face-to-face.
And most of it is on the basis of, if there is a background issue, obviously those are the guys you're going to have more intense questioning with,
right,
because something shows up about the character.
Yeah, the good guys that are clean all the way through, they're really easy. I mean, and usually they communicate that well within the first 3 minutes of your interview. So, yeah.
Do you get, with any player, do you get a chance, like, say, quarterback, is it a matter of also doing the classic putting them up on the board, a dry erase board? Do you have those opportunities where you want them to draw up plays, or you're drawing something up and asking them to deal with it accordingly?
Right. We don't do that down here.
Okay.
We leave that for the coaches at the combine.
Okay.
And then we'll also have some private workouts as well as coaches interviewing them on the side over at the combine as well. So they'll be able to draw plays for the coaches.
So is it more on the personal conduct side versus the football acumen?
Yes, exactly. Okay. We may ask them something about their family background.
Right.
You know, how many siblings they have. Where did if they grew up in, you know, if they were born in Jamaica.
Yeah.
Where are they, you know, when did they come to the U.S. and when did they start their high school? Those type of things.
Sure. You get those details. We're visiting with John Sandusky, of course, the Browns Director of Player Personnel, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily as we broadcast live from Mobile, Alabama, site of the Senior Bowl. And you've been, how many Senior Bowls is this for you in your personnel career?
This is 12 for me.
Wow.
Yeah, this is my 12th year. First 9 in Philadelphia and then 3 here.
So, John, is it, there? I know you could say there's a sameness to them all, except for the fact that the players are always different, but does it get down to having a routine that you follow, or is there something with each one that maybe you try out something new and different that you say, okay, next year we're going to do this?
Not really, no. We pretty much stay to the script. I mean, you're really good. Everyone has their own different way of even watching practice. So some guys will be down on the field. Other guys will stay in the stands where they can get a bird's eye view, if you will. So really, it's personal. It's how you want to go about doing your business.
Right.
And then we trust our guys to make sure they have all the information they need.
What's your practice watching technique? Close by on the field or up in the stands?
I like a little bit of both. I like, you know, when they're doing the individual drills for linemen, I like to get down close, stay behind them if you can. 7-on-7, I prefer to be up in the stands where I can see the spacing of the defensive backs.
Right.
It just depends on the position and then the part of practice as well.
Talking with Tom Heckert, the Browns general manager, about this week, one of the things he brought up was, you know, in terms of the numbers of players and the quality of this particular talent pool here, he said, this was on Friday's show, he said, you know, roughly about 63 was the number, and he said, you're looking at maybe at the highest end of talent, low first round rating, downward from there. So, which is nothing wrong with that. You find a heck of a lot of good football players from a low first round down.
Exactly.
So, but what does that mean in the context of how you evaluate them? Is there a chance, what I'm getting at, is there a chance that who you went into this thinking is in that area can do anything this week to change your opinion about him as an organization?
I guess it depends a little bit on, you know, supply and demand. If there's four guys that we have ranked in the second round, maybe one of them separates themselves down here, whether it's in the one-on-one drills, maybe just the consistency throughout the week. But there'll be guys that do push themselves up a little bit. You don't want to go crazy, you know, overboard moving guys around based on a Senior Bowl or a combine, but I think they can separate themselves just a hair where they would get pushed up into the late first or mid-first.
Right.
If they really have an outstanding week here and then go on and do really well at the combine. But really, you don't want to deviate too much from your tape work and what you've done in the fall.
you can't, out of, say, 63 guys or even, whatever, 50, 40, I mean, those are big numbers to deal with in any context. In the short amount of time that everybody is here, part of this week, better part of this week, you can't study everybody. I get that. So how do you proportion your evaluation time? Did you come down with a plan of specific people you were going to look at?
I didn't. Our area scouts may have had a few questions about the guys they watched on tape, maybe to separate those guys.
Okay.
Maybe they're going to use this as a tool to do that. I like to get just a general feel for everybody when I'm down here. I like to see their body compositions, of course, how they move in individual drills, and so I can have a little bit of a flat, a clean slate to work from when I go back and re-rank my guys, maybe just tweak them one or the other. But this helps me really, like I said, break ties and give me a clearer picture of what they look like in person, and you know, I can go back to my grades and look and see if I want to make any changes.
And it's interesting you said that, because does each individual you tell me where the cutoff is, but from, say, Tom on down in the personnel department, have your own individual rankings that
right.
end up becoming a consensus? That's how.
Yep. We all have our own rankings, and we have a function in our scouting system that you can look at all the guys that you've typed. You can do it by position. You can do it by overall, and then you can tweak those a little bit. We really don't want guys to tweak them a lot, because we believe in the blink theory. You know, your gut reaction is oftentimes is the right one. So you don't want to really read media reports and change guy based on an unbelievable combine, really, because the tape is what you're going off of. The eye in the sky doesn't lie, as the saying goes. So
yep.
You want to stick with what your film work grades. You can tweak guys here and there based on their performances here in the combine. But yeah, we'll all have our individual rankings. We'll give that information to Tom. Tom does an unbelievable job of sifting through all the information, and then he comes up with a final ranking with our input. Who do you better here? Okay, let's put him here. He's better than this guy. He's not as good as this guy. Let's put him here. And it's really an ongoing process, and we really hone in those last 4 weeks before the draft to get our overall board, which is 1 through 300.
You're anticipating the next question. So you're ranking about 300 guys total, and that's what each individual is doing before the consensus.
We have it by position, but then we also have an overall list, 1 through however many guys are in the draft.
Sure.
And so we'll go off both those boards when we're making our pick.
John, because there are, obviously this is the Senior Bowl, so no underclassmen here, and yet underclassmen such as Andrew Luck, such as Robert Griffin, you know, the quote big name players that are going to be in this draft and affect the rankings of the draft, how do we juxtapose that when you're here just focusing on the seniors, knowing that there are other underclassmen that come in and affect how the rankings go? What's the process of just sort of separating, or is there a process for that?
Right. Well, you're still looking at what they can do. You don't want to deviate from the plan of, you know, this is their ability, this is where they belong, this is where they should be taken.
Okay.
You don't want to change that too much based on what the underclassmen are doing. Now, again, supply and demand.
Yep.
There's going to be some tweaking up and down just a little bit, but really you're just looking at what these guys can do. The underclassmen you'll look at separately, and you'll throw those guys up on the board where you feel comfortable taking them, and then it kind of sorts itself out from there.
On a little developing news today, Tim Houck has been hired as the Browns' new secondary coach, replacing Jerome Henderson. He comes aboard from the Titans staff, but interestingly, he had a long and distinguished playing career as a safety in the NFL, and you know him, you got a little story I know from him when you brought him aboard the Eagles, one of his stops in his NFL career. Tell me about that.
Yeah, he was one of Coach Reed's favorite players of all time, and, you know, we got into a pinch there in the playoffs, I forget what year, maybe 02 or 03, where we didn't have anybody, and we had two guys go down, and we needed a safety bad, and Coach Reed said, let's give Timmy Houck a call. So we called him up, and he was on a fishing boat up in Montana. And
literally
on a fishing boat. I don't know where he was, what lake it was, but he was up there. And he said, hey, do you want to play in the playoffs this weekend? And Tim was like, well, I guess I can. And sure enough, we got him back to the land, onto an airplane. He was in our building the next day, and he just a testament to his football knowledge. He knew our system within one day.
Oh, wow.
And was able to be thrown out there in a high-pressure situation.
Yeah.
It's just a testament to his football knowledge and his football acumen.
I know that was an Eagles situation, but the Browns have some success with these guys on boats who end up coming. Remember Joe, the whole Joe
that's
Thomas
right,
story in the draft.
Right.
So,
the more fishermen,
so I,
the better.
So I think the fisherman angle. You might throw that in the profile as your studies. Hey, great stuff, John. We really appreciate
thanks
you
stopping by. Thanks for having me. It was great being here.
Oh, outstanding. John Sandusky, he's the Browns Director of Player Personnel, joining us here live from Mobile, Alabama, the Senior Bowl, as Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, continues its coverage here. More coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
5 tips for tax season provided by Liberty Ford. 1. Receive your tax return. 2. Go to any Liberty Ford location. 3. Find the pre-owned vehicle that fits your needs. 4. Get approved with Liberty's guaranteed financing. 5. Drive home in your new vehicle. It's that simple. Visit LibertyFord.com to search hundreds of pre-owned vehicles, all makes and models, with special internet pricing, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Palmer Heights, Vermilion.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorite. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Be one of the first 15,000, and you'll get a $25 voucher toward dinner, too. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
Hi, gang, Riz here, and Russo Rosalina & Company is the official law firm of the Really Big Show. Family-owned and operated, and I'll tell you what, they are Clevelanders. General practice law firm, and they have provided legal service to over 100,000 Ohio residents for 32 years. 2 locations, Richmond Town Square and Parmatown. Probate business, injuries, problems at home, wills, go to rrlpa.com. That's rrlpa.com, Russo Rosalina.
Welcome to Bonefish Grill.
That is why I never underestimate a man wearing suspenders.
As my bartender pours a fresh squeezed skinny Ritatini, I return to my ahi tuna sashimi and to business trip serenity for $9.50. Fresh and light beginnings surround me like the quick-fired shrimp kung pao bowl. It invites me to dance its dance of succulence. But the entree I have ordered is a jealous mistress. Kate's Wild Haddock for just $17.90. Wood grill with lemon basil sauce, this work of art would make a Venetian sculptor quiver. And she arrives. When the bartender returns, he finds me speechless, though my glance says all there is to say. For we both speak the universal language of delicious.
Try our 6-ounce Angler steak, choice sirloin, served with a salad inside, all for just $14.80.
Finally, a sirloin I can call sir. Bonefish Grill. Happiness here.
In Cleveland, at the corner of Rockside Road and 77. Visit bonefishgrill.com for the location nearest you.
Rain. Sleet. Snow. Go. Mercedes-Benz 4MATIC offers precision performance through the worst of weather conditions. By constantly monitoring for the first sign of wheel slip, the system is able to help distribute power evenly among the wheels with the best grip. Consider it an all-weather all-star. As a pioneer in all-wheel drive technology, Mercedes-Benz is proud to offer it on 10 different model lines. The 2012 C300 4MATIC sports sedan, an IIHS top safety pick, is now available for just 1.9% APR for 24 to 36 months, or a lease price of only $379 a month for 33 months with $4,039 due at signing. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for a test drive today.
Available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through January 31st, 2012. Call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for offer details.
For a test drive, visit your local Northeast Ohio Mercedes-Benz dealer or neohiomercedes.com.
Mm-hmm.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, on location at the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama.
And we're back on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. Hey, Browns fans and any fans who are listening, Kenny Chesney and Tim McGraw, they're going to be together for the first time in 10 years. That's on July 29th at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Plus, special guests, Grace Potter and the Nocturnals and Jake Owen. Tickets are on sale, available at Ticketmaster.com or by calling 1-800-745-3000. This segment is driven by Liberty Ford.
Bernie, Bernie, oh yeah, how you can throw.
So pleased to welcome with us now Bernie Kosar for his regular spot. Although, Bernie, we're talking with you by phone today, but starting tomorrow you're going to join us down here in Mobile, Alabama. Really looking forward to that.
Yeah, I think I'm getting ready to go for another fun week. I did it last year, and, you know, the Mobile Senior Bowl combines, obviously, but these pre-draft events are opportunities for these guys, 22, 23, 24-year-old men, to try to get into an NFL team, to make an NFL roster, to watch the way they put every ounce of energy and effort into this. And the Senior Bowl is probably one of the best ones because it's run by NFL staffs doing NFL-type plays with just about everybody from the league, scouts and coaches that are here running and assimilating NFL practices, drills, and workouts and plays, and to see what type of college kids could make the adaptation from, say, the spread offense to a more stable two-back or one-back, two-tight-end pro situation.
Right.
Fun to watch.
Yeah, it really is. Looking forward to getting into a full week of practices, again, especially when you get down here, Bernie, and we can check those out. The other part of this, of course, is this is the day after the conference championship games, and we had a couple of incredibly entertaining ones. Really, the whole postseason, pretty entertaining, but I want to start with that Ravens-Patriots game. And, you know, just the notion that I think a lot of people thought with this Patriots team, it would just be the continuation of what they were doing, overpowering offense, and it really wasn't that. It was really a grittier game where their defense had to come through because Tom Brady wasn't typical Tom Brady yesterday.
Yeah, and I'm not sure he wasn't typical Tom Brady because of fantastic Baltimore defense. Ray Lewis, 16 years in the league, still flying around making plays like that. Nada in the middle was incredible. Ed Reed backed up his chirping with just a dominant performance by the safeties and the Baltimore front seven to completely shut down the New England wide receivers and to make it really as tough a task for the Patriot offense as they've seen all year. And you know, I ultimately, even today, the talk, focus, slow motion, every camera angle look at the Lee Evans drop or knockdown or non-catch at the end of the game before Cundiff's missed field goal, I really think that it epitomizes the thing in the NFL about how close it is between winning and losing, success or failure, finishing a play or not finishing a play. I mean, that even after looking at that play 50 times to see when his foot, second foot, hit the ground
right, or
not before the ball came out, it's just unbelievable to see how close that game came down to such a play like that.
You know, the other thing that I noticed, we don't think of the Patriots as being much of a running team, and they have the classic running back by committee, which is basically because they don't have any real single dominant player in the backfield, and they really haven't for a long time. But the success they were having running the football in the red zone, I thought, was such a big part of that game.
Yeah, and any time, again, we talked about it on the show a lot through the year, and specifically the last 2 weeks, that in January and in big big games in the NFL, being physical, whether it's running the ball specifically or putting pressure on the offensive defensive line and the quarterback, it's essential. And as you get closer to scoring, those defenses really make it that much harder to run. And to then to have success like that really, really is a tough physical thing to do and was very impressive to watch.
Bernie Kosar, former Browns quarterback, of course, is a regular here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Talking about the conference championship games, do you come away thinking that the Patriots are still sort of on that destiny ride where a lot of us maybe saw them during the course of the season long before yesterday and said, this is pretty much it, that they're the best of the AFC? Or has your opinion at all been changed? I mean, I know the Ravens deserve a lot of credit for how they played defensively, as you pointed out, but at the end of it all, is the right team going to the Super Bowl from the AFC?
Well, at the end of the day, they won the game, okay? But there is no doubt that those are four really good football teams yesterday, and I could state a case for any two of those four teams being there. Now, unfortunately, the ball bounced the right way, and the clock went the right way for the Giants, and it definitely bounced the right way and went the right way for the Patriots. So they're the two teams that are in it, but all four of those teams yesterday played good enough football to win the game. So I'm not sure definitively could say anybody is, I think, head and shoulders better than the other right now. I have a feeling this is going to come down to a game just like yesterday's games came down to, a tough game where, heck, one or two plays here and there could be the difference in success or failure.
Yeah, let's talk about this Giants team too, Bernie, because they're defined as much by their, well, at least most recently, by their defense and their pass rush, by that front four being able to get consistent pressure and do so, you know, they're able to get pressure without having to rely on blitzing and so forth. And I think that's such an important part of what their game is about, because ultimately they can play coverage. And you get a quarterback like Alex Smith, who is going to struggle, I think, when it's up to him to kind of carry things. And that's really what this was yesterday. And the Giant team, although I don't want to take anything away from him, he delivered some key throws when he had to, but ultimately there was quite a bit of quite a bit of the pressure that they brought that I think was working, pressure being brought with coverage being played that was working to the Giants' benefit.
Well, both teams in that game showed phenomenal defensive line pressure by able to get good, solid, aggressive pressure on both quarterbacks, rushing four and five guys, and then doing a nice job in coverage. You know, the amazing stuff of technology and cameras today, I really don't think did justice to how miserable the conditions were at Candlestick Park yesterday, and the rain and the wind, and that made it, I think, really challenging. With those winds and swirls and gusts to throw the ball. And for those two guys to, both those quarterbacks, to make some key throws. You're right, most of the time the defenses were winning the battle. But the two deep throws to Vernon Davis by Alex Smith to get Frisco going, and then Eli Manning, he looked like Houdini on about a half dozen plays. You know, when he should have been sacked, miracle finding his checkdowns or finding guys. It was just really clutch, impressive play.
Right. No, it really was. And he did. He made some miraculous throws. We've seen that from him before. And it strikes me that this postseason, and of course especially this Super Bowl, is going to set up an opportunity for Eli Manning he's out from under the shadow. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Going back to the Super Bowl achieves that, but really establishing his own true identity, not as Peyton's little brother anymore, with the opportunity to win a ball game here. I mean, this is a good matchup for this Giants team.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. I concur 100% with that. Eli Manning, I think, is one of the most road playoff games of any NFL quarterback ever. I mean, it's just in key games, big games. This game, for him, I don't think he's needed. People are saying he needs to do this. Yeah, he would like to do this, but I think Eli Manning has proven he is an elite quarterback no matter what happens in this game coming up. But he has played so clutch in so many big games, and he's really a leader of this team. I mean, there is no way the New York Giants are anywhere close to the run they've had in the playoffs if it wasn't for great quarterback play and clutchness from Eli Manning.
Of course, we're talking with Bernie Kosar. We're down here in Mobile, Alabama for the Senior Bowl. The practices going on this week, and Bernie will be joining us tomorrow and for a good chunk of the week, actually. We're going to watch some practices together. Bernie, the fact that the North and South All-Star, College All-Star teams are being led by the Washington Redskins and the Minnesota Vikings coaching staffs, what does that say to you in terms of the types of things that, as you know of those teams, and you know Mike Shanahan in particular running that Washington team, how much does that give a good gauge to the 30, the representatives of these 30 other teams that are watching these players and watching how they go through drills this week?
Well, I would personally think and fight anybody, verbally at least, that it's a huge advantage, especially what Mike Shanahan's done in Washington, where he's been making lots of trades, trading back and acquiring lots of picks in that third to seventh round range. And I bet you by working with all these guys and practicing with him and his staff against all these guys, he will find guys that they like, that he feels will fit into their system in that third, fourth, fifth, sixth round. And really, those are the things that expedite the development of your team. When you could hit on a few of those picks in those mid to late rounds, and again, with the Vikings with the third pick in the draft, with the Redskins with the sixth pick in the draft, yeah, everyone's going to focus on that first pick. But boy, they also have some high picks in other rounds. And when you're in here for a week straight, in the meetings, in the film room, having basically 18 hours a day to interview your whole team and then practice against the other team, I really think it's a big help.
Well, Bernie, great stuff. Looking forward to seeing you when you get down here. Travel safe, my friend, and we'll talk soon.
Sounds good. See you tomorrow.
Bernie Kosar joining us, as he always does here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. He'll be with us in Mobile, Alabama. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Behind the wheel of a new Ford and save at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Choose from hundreds of Rangers in stock now with up to $6,000 in rebates. Plus, get a free remote start and bedliner with your purchase now through January 31st. Only at Liberty Ford. That's right, up to $6,000 in rebates plus a free remote start and bedliner on a new Ford Ranger. Large selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty is in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Farm Heights, Vermillion.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to take a new.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up Loop favorite. Try our sweet potato retread, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, get too quick to take a new.
I am Bernie Kosar, and I'm proud to say that I am from Northeast Ohio, proud to have worn the Cleveland Browns uniform, and proud to have played before the best fans in the world. Likewise, Discount Drug Mart, proud to have served the people of Ohio for over 40 years, offering a wide range of products, convenient locations, and money-saving prices. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns. Remember, Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
You'll find everything you need.
Today seems like the world wants everything to be fast. It has to be world record 100 meter dash with a strong tailwind fast. Things need to be so fast we don't even have time for words. OMG, LOL, TTYL. People even rush through the insurance process. Can you quote him? I covered maybe. Who knows? It was so fast. What just happened?
At Liberty Mutual, we believe in taking the time to understand your needs so you can get the coverage that's right for you today. Find a local office at libertymutual.com/agents and take the time to speak to an agent about your auto, home, or life insurance today. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Responsibility. What's your policy?
So cold out. I can't wait for vacation this summer.
Tell me about it. That's why I've decided to get LASIK at LASIK Plus before we hit the beach. I'm really looking forward to getting buried in the sand and swimming with the kids because I could get rid of glasses and contacts.
I know. You might get 20/20 vision like many LASIK Plus patients. And Dr. Thomas has done over 19,000 procedures.
And it's totally affordable, takes just minutes, and it could completely change my life.
Just think how amazing snorkeling will be now that 20/20 vision is a possibility.
For your free LASIK exam, call 855-300-2020 or visit AskLASIKPlus.com. Don't wait another day. Look forward to the spontaneous side of life with LASIK Plus. Attractive financing options are available. Call 855-300-2020 today. Not everyone will achieve 20/20 vision. Glasses may still be needed. Complications may include halos, glare, dry eyes, double vision, over or under treatment, ectasia, or vision loss. For details, visit AskLASIKPlus.com.
And we thank you so much for choosing to spend this portion of your Monday with us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast live from Mobile, Alabama, site of the Senior Bowl. Going to be here all week long, broadcasting, talking about the practice sessions leading up to Saturday's All-Star Game. And Browns fans, deposits for 2012 season tickets and club-level memberships are now being accepted. To place your deposit today, call 440-824-3434 or visit clevelandbrowns.com. In this segment, it's brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. So pleased to welcome to the show right now from Ohio State, the Ohio State, is Buckeyes center Mike Brewster. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so give our listeners a sense of what's going down down here in Mobile from a player's perspective, the Senior Bowl. I know I bumped into you for a little bit, and you were telling me how your brain was really just fried with so much stuff, and you had just gotten here. Give me a breakdown of what all goes on.
First day was come in and make sure physically you're fine to practice and you're clear, and after that it was about 4 hours of exams and psychological exams and just all types of crazy stuff. They're really just trying to pick your brain apart. So, got some film last night, and, it's really a three-day interview from here on out. So, you got to bring your best.
So from the moment you got here, representatives of NFL teams were all over you.
Right away we got here. Some of us got here Saturday night.
Okay.
They had already sent some of their information scouts out, and, they're collecting information, getting our numbers, and, you're just getting calls here or there, setting up meetings and just meeting with teams.
What kinds of things, Mike, do they want to know from you?
They always want to know about your background. Have you had any problems, issues, before college, in college? They want to know about your family life. They really just want to get to know you and see how your mind works. They're giving a lot of these players lots of money, and they want to make sure they do their due diligence and find out the most they can about them.
And I know you can't give me chapter and verse, but what are they finding out about you?
I think they're finding out I'm very reliable. I started 49 straight games. I'm on the field. It doesn't matter how good you are. If you're not on the field, you can't help your team. I have a clean background. I stayed out of trouble, kept my nose clean, and I'm respected by my teammates and coaches. And, I think those things will go a long way.
And you've played center in your collegiate career. Have you had any discussion about possibly, when you talk to these teams about maybe moving you to the guard position, or it's always true with the interior positions that you really got to have a skill at more than one spot?
Yeah, you definitely want to be able to master one. You don't want to be able to play a bunch but not be a master of any of them. So I want to master center and also be able to help out guard if needed. So, I'm sure they'll ask me to do that this week in one-on-ones and whatnot. So if they ask, I'm going to do it and prove to them, I'm versatile.
What's your measurables, height, weight?
I was 6'4 and 0.2 and 310 pounds. So it's a good size for me right now. I'm a taller, bigger center.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the trend right now.
I was just going to ask you that, because you do. I noticed that about you. You're taller than what would maybe prototypically be the case, but in the NFL, it seems like centers have gotten bigger. Give me a sense of who you look at as guys you might pattern yourself after, NFL centers.
I mean, just recently, just being up in Cleveland training with Charles, he's really opened my eyes to a lot of different things, and you know, he's someone I'm really trying to take a, you know, away from a lot of his game, and you know, just, you know, grow from that. And he's been so good, just teaching me these past couple weeks, and just using that mean streak and being relentless, and you know, that's something I'm gonna, you know, work on using this week.
You come off as a pretty even keeled kind of guy, but do you play with some anger there?
Yeah.
I mean, is that, when you have to?
I have a mean streak, but you know, I'm so concentrated on using that and my intensity on the field. Off the field, I'm usually pretty chill and just kind of like to, you know, be lax and hang out.
And when it comes to, you know, seeing NFL teams and the success that a lot of them have, offenses being what they are, it's, I think you have to have both things, but clearly the passing game and the success that, you know, we're seeing guys like Tom Brady and the numbers they put up, Aaron Rodgers, you go down the line, Drew Brees. So those offensive lines are being tasked with great pass protection. Is that an area where you could see yourself excelling?
Definitely. I mean, you're seeing it so much now with teams passing the ball 50, 60 times a game, which is pretty incredible to me. And, you know, pass pro is one of my strengths, so I think that, you know, that's good.
We're visiting with Mike Brewster, offensive lineman for Ohio State, played center for the Buckeyes, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily as we broadcast from the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. What types of things do you envision the rest of the week to be about? It's still more interviews. How many clubs, by the way, do you think you're going to visit with total before when this week's over?
I've had people contact me today, and really after this practice, I'm sure they'll get a better feel for who they really want to have the serious interviews with. So we'll see. You know, you never really know, but, you know, hopefully 31 plus we have the Vikings as our team coaches,
right.
So, you know, we'll see what happens.
And have they, when you get through the orientation with them, I assume they're going to let you work with the base of what they do as a team, right? And this gives you really exposure to an NFL-style approach. How different do you anticipate it being from what you did at Ohio State?
Yeah, it's a little different, but I'm just really applying it to, you know, my previous knowledge of the plays I already have done for 4 years, and that's really kind of helping me learn these plays quickly. And they've simplified it for us, you know, nothing too crazy, but they definitely want to see, you know, how fast can you pick up on it and, you know, translate it to the field.
And the other thing about a game like this is, you know, the spotlight is on, you know, this group here. Once you get to the draft, of course, underclassmen come into play, and it becomes a little bit of a different situation. But from your standpoint, do you feel, do you have a goal that you can leave a pretty strong mark here, knowing that your next big thing would be the combine in Indianapolis?
Definitely. These 3 days are, you know, the most important 3 days of my life up to this point. So, you know, I know what's at stake, and I know, you know, by playing good, you can climb the draft boards, and, you know, that's what I'm here to do.
How does a guy from Orlando, Florida end up at Ohio State, and was there other thoughts and other possibilities that you looked at in playing in-state in Florida?
I looked at playing at Florida, and when it came down to it, I was very close with Coach Bowman, my O-line coach, and Coach Daryl Hazel, who's now at Kent State, and Coach Trestle was very good to me, and it was really an easy choice.
So you were right away, you didn't feel uncomfortable at all making that. That's, you know, pretty long move over to Ohio State. Obviously, they recruit other players from around the country, but it was not a difficult transition for you.
After I built my relationships with those coaches, you know, it was really just an easy decision. It was such a family atmosphere. You know, myself and my family really enjoyed it.
And as you look forward to the opportunity to become a pro athlete, what are some of the, you know, it's a different situation, and it's a life-changing thing in so many respects, but have you given much thought to how different life is going to be for you going from Mike Brewster, the collegiate player, to Mike Brewster, the pro?
I mean, so far it's been a nice transition, not having to go to school and just really wake up every day, put all your efforts into training and nutrition and, you know, yoga and massages and just all these things, because, you know, your body is, you know, how you make your living, and you got to take care of it. So it's been a good transition so far, but, you know, I know it's going to be a long road, and I'm just trying to take it day by day.
Other Ohio State players are with you here, fellow O-lineman Mike Adams, and you've got Boom Heron and others. So what's the, are you, as a contingent, is that kind of a nice thing to have the friendships of teammates with you here, or are you also kind of mixing and mingling with your other fellow All-Stars?
Yeah, I'm here mingling a little bit, but, you know, you're not really here to make friends at this point. You're here to get the job done, and, so, you know, you keep it friendly, but, there's a big task at hand, so we're just kind of hanging out with those guys, hanging out with the guys in my line on the North squad, and just talking about plays, and so we're all on the same page.
Great. Mike, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Mike Brewster from Ohio State joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, broadcasting live from Mobile, Alabama, the site of the Senior Bowl. More coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for a high-quality pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Go to LibertyFord.com and search hundreds of pre-owned vehicles, all makes and models with special internet pricing. Plus, bring in your tax return to any Liberty Ford location, and with our guaranteed financing, you can drive out in the vehicle that fits your needs. Guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Spokane, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Hey Browns fans, your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your waste. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game days. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources and the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
Browns fans, place your deposit now for 2012 season tickets and club-level memberships to get first choice of available 2012 seating options. For more information, call 440-824-3434 or visit clevelandbrowns.com.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. What will get a burglar out of your house faster, a siren or the voice of a live person telling him he's been caught and the authorities are on their way? The answer is the voice, which is why Alarm Force's live two-way voice is the best way to protect your home. Only with Alarm Force, you get live two-way voice at no charge and only $25 per month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Hey, Greenie.
Yes, Golic.
You know, part of being a real man is knowing how to take care of your car.
Then count me in as a man, Golic, because I know NTB is the place to go.
That's because NTB has the largest selection of name brand tires, and with over 1 million tires available every day, NTB always has the right tire for your car, truck, or SUV.
And don't forget, Golic, you can bring the car to NTB for all of your service needs, too. It's easy. They're open early, open late, and open 7 days a week.
But why pay outrageous prices when you can trust the professionally trained NTB technicians who are ASE certified? And I bet you didn't know, Greeny, that the best way to pay is with the NTB credit card that can be used at over 650 locations nationwide.
So, let's get the stats straight, Golic, because we know you're easily confused. NTB isn't just tires at great prices. They're vehicle maintenance, brakes, oil changes, repairs, and much, much more.
You got it, Greeny. NTB is keeping the world in perfect motion.
Hey, the roadman Kenny Rohde here, and are you ready for the snow? The team at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge is, as they want to make you a deal you can't refuse. Like the 2012 Jeep Liberty 4x4 Sport, lease it right now starting as low as $259 a month for 36 months with no money down. That's crazy. I'm driving one of these babies right now and loving it. The look, the way it handles, the all-weather capability, and it's a trail-rated vehicle so I can go anywhere and do anything in my 2012 Jeep Liberty 4x4 Sport. Come check out what I'm talking about. Take it for a test drive at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge, 123 Broadway Avenue on the historic Bedford Auto Mile. Maybe you're not into leases. You want to buy? Even better. How about a starting price of $20,500 on that brand new 2012 Jeep Liberty 4x4 Sport? Only at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge, 123 Broadway Avenue on the Bedford Auto Mile. So come take advantage of it. Save big. Hurry, these prices won't last. Call today for more info, 440-232-2121, and tell them the Roadman sent you.
Browns fans, stay connected to the team with the Cleveland Browns official mobile app. It's free and available for your iPhone or Android. Download the app today to gain access to news, team information, and exclusive videos on the go. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com for more information.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, on location at the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama.
And we welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily. As you just told, we're coming to you live from the Senior Bowl from Mobile, Alabama. We're at the Headquarters Hotel. This is where all the players, a lot of others connected with the game are staying here as well. But all kinds of folks. This is it's really a football convention to kind of give you a feel of what this is about. Again, you have the members of the two teams, the North and South All-Star college teams, the seniors, of course, here. Coaching staffs from the Minnesota Vikings guiding the North team, the Washington Redskins guiding the South team here. The practices, now they used another field. Ladd Peeble Stadium is where the game will be played Saturday. That was used for the North practice today. Yours truly out there today. We've got Matt Florjancic here from ClevelandBrowns.com. We also have Drew Boatner with us from the Browns, and we're doing everything for you, not only providing content for the show, but for ClevelandBrowns.com. You want to check out our video, great video that Drew has been capturing around town and at the practices to give you a feel for that, our reports on that as well. And Matt writing material, of course, for the website on that. And then you get the interviews as well on our website that we have here on the show. And then representatives of all the teams, of course, the Browns scouting staff. And you heard from John Zandusky. You're going to hear from John Spytek tomorrow. He's their director of college scouting. And other members of the Browns scouting staff. And you have scouts, coaches from the vast majority, except for those that are participating for the Super Bowl, the two teams left, the Patriots and Giants. But you have reps from all those teams here because they still have got to get players for those teams beyond this season. So they can't forget about that just because they happen to be here. All right, Ask Vic, and these are the questions that you posed to me via the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages. This is driven by Liberty Ford. Tom asks from Facebook, will the Browns draft speed on either side of the ball? I would think that's always a priority, Tom, that this team looks for youth and speed. This is a team that's getting younger. Part of the problem, not an excuse, part of what led to 4-12 in the 2011 season is that they got really young really fast compared to what they were through 2010. I think the good news is when you're younger and developing players that can play and getting four starters on defense in each of the last two drafts, and if they could be as fortunate and as successful on the offensive side, you can get younger while teams like the Steelers and Ravens get a little older, clearly. Allie, rumor has it the Browns are going to try to get Peyton Manning. Is there any truth to that? Don't know that there's any truth to it. I'm skeptical that it would happen. I think Manning, if he's available, he's available only because he is really damaged goods and couldn't help anybody. That would be just my sense. Not Rob Lowe rumors or Rob Lowe information or not about him maybe retiring. I'm talking just straight up that as an organization, the Colts would just not let go a player who could still help them a lot. And they have the top overall pick, and clearly they're going to move on, it seems, with Andrew Luck, but we'll see what happens yet. Larry, via Facebook, how likely is it that the Browns haven't named an offensive coordinator yet because they're waiting for at least one person's season to finish so they have a chance at interviewing him? I think that's on the in the realm of possibility, Larry. That's on the table, that you don't hire a guy yet because that guy isn't available yet because he's still preparing in the postseason, and that would be the Super Bowl 2 weeks away. So I'd say that's possible. I don't know. I can't give you a level of probability on that. I have no specific knowledge. I'm just asking or answering as someone speculatively looking at it logically the way you are and say, sure, why not? That's a real possibility. James asks, what do you think about the Browns taking Justin Blackmon and Janoris Jenkins with their first two picks? Of course, those are 4th and 22nd overall. And he says, I think Janoris would be a shutdown corner. He, of course, from Florida, will need that type of, or he would be that kind of guy that could help Joe Hayden out. What do you think? Well, I think the positions you identify, receiver with Blackmon and corner, two areas of need, two areas that this football team could address. And you've heard Tom Heckert say it, he said it on this show recently, that premium positions like corner, premium positions like, you know, offensive tackle, defensive end, have to be positions that you look very seriously at in the draft because they are just what we said, premium positions. You can't just find those guys all the time. And they may not be the sexiest positions, and you're thinking quarterback and you want to do that, maybe more so than other spots. But, you know, this to me is not, you know, within the realm of possibility that you could see a corner drafted pretty high if there was a conviction that this guy would be the right guy. But I know Jenkins, you mentioned, had some issues too off field at Florida. Jason via Facebook, when are we going to see Mike Holmgren on the field coaching? Don't expect that. Don't hold your breath on that one. I'm not seeing it happen at all. I think Mike has done his coaching thing, and I think his role now is just what it is, as president, as overseer, as advisor to Pat Shurmur, to Tom Heckert, to the whole operation. He's the vision. It's his vision. But he provides that and the guidance. But I don't see him stepping back into a coaching role anytime soon. We want to thank John Sandusky and Bernie Kosar and Drew Boatner and Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer. We want to remind you to come back tomorrow for more from Mobile, Alabama's Senior Bowl coverage. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.